Now, were the American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as their parents? In other words, the younger generation, are they just as eager to have sons?
Not necessarily. Sometimes they were happy because they knew that it pleased their in-laws or pleased mainly pleased them, the boys' side of the family, probably. I don't think so.
Well, why do you suppose the older Chinese would like to have more sons?
To
why?
Carry on their family name.
Now, it is very common now, it's more common now, for Chinese to be married out of the race. What did most Chinese think of interracial marriage?
Well, I don't think they approved of it, say, 25, 30 years back, previously. It was sort of almost a subject of gossip or something, it just wasn't done or not common, but now it's very, very much accepted, I think.
Do you happen to know of someone international marriage?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And get along very
well?
Oh,
yes, very well.
You have?
I was just going to say, we have friends that have gotten along very well. But, you know.
How long have they been married, though?
About 20-some years.
Oh, that's a long time. I do. Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese school?
Yes, I think they did. They wanted the children to learn the language, and but often I think the children didn't really care for it. After a day of just school in English, then to have to study a few hours, they usually, I think, they played around a lot and gave the teachers a bad time, I think. From what I hear, that is. I didn't attend Chinese school myself.
But how do you feel about this? Do you think it's a good idea?
Well, for now, I think the times now, the children have so many other activities, Boy Scouts or scouting, or dancing, swimming lessons, and so on, that it's quite difficult, but if they can fit it in their schedules, I think it would be nice.
How many people that you know of would like to return to China ultimately to live?
To live?
Mm-hmm. To live permanently.
I really don't know of too many.
Why do you suppose they don't want to go back there to live?
I don't think they would like to live under communism or socialism. They like a more freedom, but to visit, I know many, many people are anxious to go for a visit.
Would you like to go for a visit to
yes,
Marie?
I think so.
Are you planning to?
Not in the immediate future, but someday I would like to.
Now, in the movies, frequently you see a Chinese portrayed very ugly parts
yes,
of the Chinese
uh-huh.
way of life. What do you think of it?
No, I don't care for that at all. Like the Charlie Chan or the Fu Manchu of
mm-hmm.
the old days, I don't think that those stereotypes are good for the image, I think. I like to see them just like any other person, as a teacher, professional person, a detective, or whatever. I think it's improving. I believe Chinese are getting better roles.
But when you saw those parts played by the Chinese, what did you do?
Well, there really wasn't much to do, but I think we did object to it. And like, for instance, like Charlie Chan was played by a non-Chinese when a Chinese could have played the role themselves rather than a non-Chinese.
Now, in your estimation, what kind of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
For themselves uh-huh. or their children? I think many would like them to be in professional fields, medicine, dentistry, architecture.
How about for their children?
For the children, yes. Those.
Mm-hmm. And for same, themselves, for the, too.
Yes, I think so.
Marie, you told me that you work as a librarian at USC for 15 years or so. Were there many Chinese working in the same field?
Well, actually, I don't have the degree in library science, but I worked in the library. And there were, yes, many Chinese. Some were professional librarians, and some were in the clerical field. Some were from China, some were born here.
Did you enjoy your work then?
Oh, yes, very much. It was a very congenial group. I worked in different departments. First in the order department, and then the World Affairs Library for many years, and then in the photocopying department.
Now, you already told me why you chose this field, because it was hard for you mm-hmm. to get jobs
yes,
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But how did your family react to it?
Oh, I don't think they had any objections. They were glad that I was able to work for the university. It's a nice environment and not too far from home. So I think they approved.
Then during your work, did you feel that you were treated differently? For instance, they pass you up on promotions or they don't speak to you or things like that?
Oh, no. I think everyone was quite nice to me. I enjoyed meeting many of the foreign students and knowing about their lives and backgrounds when I worked in World Affairs Library. And then among the staff, there were people from various European countries as well as Asian countries. And we enjoyed each other's company.
But do you feel this job was a chance to break out of a stereotype of and low-paying jobs?
Well, the pay wasn't any too much at the university at that time, but I think I was satisfied with it. I was, that's why I stayed that long, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. 15 years is a long time. But what do you consider to be the key thing to your success at your work? You said you like your job, you consider you are quite successful, but what do you consider that helped you to be successful?
What do I consider?
Uh-huh. Was the thing that made you successful? Why were you successful at your work?
Well, I think I had been trained to do my best no matter what I did, and I did try my best, and I was, my supervisors usually were pleased. I think it's from just family upbringing, being thorough and doing the job the best one could do.
Do you feel you were accepted by non-Chinese
yes.
quite well?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And do you consider such acceptance is one measure of success?
Yes.
Then after work, when you have your leisure, did you associate mostly with people you knew from work?
Sometimes. Not a lot, but sometimes we had get together at someone's house or dinner party or something.
Were they mostly Chinese or non-Chinese?
A mixture.
Then while you were working there, did you join any social organizations outside of USC or inside of USC?
By social, you mean like a club that, I belong to a women's club, Kuan Yin Club. It began as when they were younger, and then as we got older, we had
What did that club do, or what does it do?
Well, originally it started, I think, during the war when they used to roll bandages for the Red Cross and did charitable work, and we've sponsored different, we had a, used to raise money to, for various activities, charitable activities.
Is that club still in existence?
Well, now the members have moved, and we don't all live in the Los Angeles area, so we very seldom get together. Times have changed. People have married and have children and just don't have time as when we were single, so we don't get together as much, but perhaps once a year or so.
Why did you join the club, Marie?
Well, I was asked to join, and I knew many members even before I joined. And, we enjoy each other's company. We had a lot of fun.
Do you often go to Chinatown?
Now that we live rather far from Chinatown, not often, but we still go regularly for food.
And for some other reasons, you feel Chinatown is very close to you or something like that?
To buy groceries and sometimes to have dinner or lunch. We don't go too often, but when we do go, we try to buy as much as we can to, since we don't go often.
Now, you said you have worked for about 15 years. Do you feel that your work has made you more Western, Americanized, or more aggressive, outspoken?
Well,
if so, did this affect your relations with other Chinese?
I don't think it affected my relations as such, but I think I've learned something and I've grown and had some rich experiences from work.
But how about aggressiveness? Does work make a lady more aggressive?
It depends on the kind of work. The kind of work that I was involved in, I don't think really made me too aggressive.
This is the end of Tape 1, Side B of Mary L. Louis oral interview, duplicating from a 90-minute to a 60-minute tape.